Phoneboy Speaks, episode 843, SEO Yourself. I was just listening to a podcast called Reply All, and it was a podcast about somebody who, well, did some kind of stupid stuff, and it got posted online, and, well, you know, the internet got outraged and basically ruined this person's life. And there was a great story there, and you should actually listen to the episode. I'll link to it in the show notes of this. But what kind of struck me about it was the person that they interviewed about this, and that Reputation.com actually essentially fix the problem for this person pro bono, which is something that, you know, they don't typically do. Reputation.com normally charges people for this kind of stuff. But what ends up the way people tend to get ruined on the internet is the people will, they don't maintain their own presence on the internet. They might post something, you know, a few things that end up getting public, and then the internet get outraged. And so there's literally nothing on the internet to balance out this bad result. And so what Reputation.com ends up doing is they basically do search engine optimization techniques, is what it comes down to. They didn't say those words, but that's basically what they're doing. They're basically telling Google, hey, look, here's some other information about this. And they also do some kind of, you know, I won't say sketchy stuff, but they do some stuff that search engine optimization people do, which is make the websites link to each other and you know, maybe even create a lot of them. And you know, the problem is that this person they were getting so outraged about this, what this person had done, and it was really just a joke, but of course the internet didn't think so, and it became this big thing. So I guess, you know, a cheap way to sort of, you know, control your internet, I guess if you're a tech douchebag, this may be less of a problem, right? Because, you know, like for myself, I've been on the internet, I don't know, almost 20 years now. And so if you search on my name, on my real name, or on Phoneboy, you're going to find a whole bunch of sites, right, that, and the, you know, of me. And you're not going to necessarily, you know, if somebody says something bad about me, it's probably going, I've got so many inbound links, you're probably, your site is probably not going to show up high in the Google list. Now, I mean, you know, maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, but it seems like that, you know, this is kind of the problem with, you know, the way Google does things. I mean, Google's great about stuff that's been discussed at length or whatever. So maybe, you know, because again, I've been on the internet for like 20 years, maybe they're, you know, I'm not saying I'm immune to something like this. So of course I'm not going to do something stupid, right? But this is what ends up happening with folks, is that they do stuff. And so, you know, I guess the only thing I can take away from this is that if this is something that might be a concern to you, maybe you need to participate on the web, right? And maybe in not stupid ways, right? Maybe I guess you could call this maybe a justification for being a tech douchebag, right? And sharing everything. And of course, I understand why most people don't want to do that. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of stuff. And why would people want to, you know, necessarily do that? But at the same time, this is kind of how you defend against these kinds of things, is that you participate. I mean, as I say, God, I've been on the internet for, you know, many years, and this is exactly what, you know, and so that's my protection from it, I guess. But I'm not sure that I'm fully protected, but this is the people that get hurt by these kinds of things are people that don't participate on the internet very much. And so, and you know, in a place like Reputation.com basically creates the participation on the internet. So maybe that's something that you need to do if you want to defend yourself against this stuff, is that you should have some sort of presence, the official presence, right? Do you have to say much there? No, maybe not, right? Maybe say a few things. But if you don't do anything, though, and, you know, if something comes out about you, then you've got nothing to balance it out. And so Google is going to search on all, you know, it's going to key on all the things that are bad, because those are the ones that are getting the most links and all that stuff. So I guess, you know, I guess the way I could describe the advice is SEO yourself, right? And again, that's, for me, it's something I've not been intent. I guess it's not something I've been intentionally doing. Well, I guess I have been intentionally doing it, but not for this reason. It's just that I've been on the internet and I've been participating and doing stuff, and so that's the natural result. So I guess this is just me admitting my own tech douchebaggery, and you know, of course, all of these podcasts in some way end up being that way. But this is how I get. Yeah. So just. I guess this is how you defend yourself without having to spend lots of, you know, send lots of money to reputation.com or places like that are actually, you know, reputation.com doesn't sound as bad as some of the other places that, that I've seen. You know, at least they're making enough real money that they're able to advertise on, you know, on national, you know, national radio programs and stuff, which is where I've heard about them before this podcast. But you should, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I guess that's your best defense is good SEO. I guess the takeaway from this particular podcast. Again, you probably listen to it. It's not that long. It's, you know, Reply All's well produced. I say the people that are, I think, that started it are former producers of This American Life. So they have some experience with real radio. So, you know, although it did have a lot of, you know, this particular episode did have some language issues. So just be aware of that. But it's still, I think, worth a listen to hear this person's story and kind of what a little bit more detail about what they did to actually fix it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.